Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's trading session. Well, it's a big week for the market. Multiple big earnings due this week. Bajaj Auto on July 16th, Infosys on 18th, and Reliance Industries on Friday, July 19th. Also, this is a truncated week as the market will remain closed on Wednesday for Muharram. The week gone by nearly turned out to be a dull one until the IT stocks woke up from their long slumber post-TCS results and took the Nifty higher, thereby ensuring that the index gained for the sixth week in a row. The Nifty IT index had its best single-day gain since October 2020, last Friday. Now, Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Securities believes that the Nifty appears to have completed its one-day dip and has started to move higher, while pointing to a similar move on June 24th, post which the index had continued to move higher. He now expects the Nifty to test levels of 24,950, having crossed the intermediate hurdle of 24,400, whereas the downside support is at 24,350. Friday's trading session saw foreign institutions be net buyers in the cash market, while domestic institutions continued to book profits at higher levels. This morning, the GIFT Nifty was trading higher at a premium of 90 points from Nifty Futures Friday close, indicating a start in the green for the Indian market. Multiple stocks in focus today. Well, iRADA has seen a strong AUM growth of 34% year-on-year. HCL Tech and Avenue Supermarts will also be in focus, post a decent set of earnings. HCL Tech has maintained its FY25 revenue guidance of 3-5%, whereas Avenue Supermarts, on the other hand, saw gross margins improve year-on-year and sequentially as well. Monday's trading session will see stocks like HDFC AMC, HDFC Life, and Jio Financial Services report their results. Now, in terms of global outlook, Asian stocks were mixed as the US dollar rose after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump reinforced bets that his chances of winning the presidential elections have increased. Australian and South Korean shares rose while Hong Kong futures indicated an early loss when markets open. Australian bond yields edged lower. Chinese shares opened lower ahead of key data release and a major political event in the country. Japan's markets are closed for a public holiday. Bitcoin, meanwhile, topped $60,000 in the wake of the attack. Also on Friday in the US, Dow Jones hit a fresh all-time high above 40,000. Dow Jones has risen 6% in 2024, whereas S&P 500 is up 18% in 2024 to a new record high. In terms of commodities, oil prices fell for a second day Monday as the dollar gained ground amid political uncertainty in the US, following the attack on US presidential candidate Donald Trump, while investors eyed the progress of talks on Gaza ceasefire. Brent crude futures fell 55 cents or 0.7% to $84.48 a barrel after settling down 37 cents on Friday. Those are the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues.